For weeks, the slow but catastrophic progress of Thailand's floods has been in the news, but it's not just Thailand that's affected. Millions of people in Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos and Burma are also suffering. Dubravka Voloda reports.
Aid worker Tanya Strongman is in Cambodia and describes what she can see when she looks out of her window.
In some places, the water is up to at least 3 metres high. You see pockets, little islands where people are congregating, islands where livestock are congregating, but there are some who haven't even been able to evacuate themselves from their own homes. They haven't even had the means to do that.
The flooding started about a month ago and now affects 17 of the 24 provinces. That's close to a million people. Save the Children's Tanya Strongman says the situation is difficult.
The way they're surviving is quite literally by raising the floor of their house using planks of wood, raising it up and up and up in response to the flood water. And it's a really horrible sight to see families living in very, very small confined areas where they can barely sit up, let alone stand up.
Aid workers are distributing supplies such as food and water to those in need and have also set up a health clinic to treat the rising number of people now suffering from waterborne illnesses. In neighbouring Thailand, the authorities are struggling to manage the flow of water now seeping deeper into Bangkok. The government has declared a 5-day holiday from tomorrow to help people cope with the flooding. Prime Minister Yin Lak Shinawat says 7 areas of Bangkok are believed to be at risk.
The massive flood water is most likely to overpower the barriers and floodgates that protect Bangkok. It is a high possibility that the water will spill into the central areas and the inner and outer ring of Bangkok.
She has urged residents to move. Annibord Marai is involved in the flood response in Bangkok and describes what she can see.
As soon as you hit the road going towards the north, there has been flooding in northern Bangkok already in one area called Rangsit, just north on the outskirts of Bangkok, and then as well near Dong Wong Airport, which is the former international airport that's now being used as an evacuation centre, as well as the main coordination base for the response to the flood.
She says the situation is getting worse by the day and adds, people need help.
People need assistance in getting the basic food and water and sometimes medical care. For those cases that haven't been able to access the evacuation centres, the people in the evacuation centres, some of them, the living conditions are just not good enough for people to be staying in for a period of 1 to 2 months, which is what they've been told, how long they'd be staying there.
Vietnam, Laos and Burma are also experiencing flooding in some areas. A regional spokesman for the Red Cross is Matthew Cochrane.
In Vietnam, for example, in the Mekong Delta in the south of the country, communities there are facing the worst flooding in more than a decade. Less information on the impact of flooding in Myanmar. We know that, according to authorities there, about 100 people have been killed by flash flooding in the centre of the country. We know that there are many, many thousands that have been affected and who are in need of assistance.
The United Nations is monitoring the potential for serious food shortages after the waters devastated rice paddies and other crops.
Dubravka Voloda.